now or nights. This is Snapshot with John Stanley and cameraelectronic.com.au.
Our friends at cameraelectronic.com.au, of course, they've got the fantastic online catalogue, everything to do with photography. Howard Frank joins us now. Howard, good evening.
G'day, John. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, a lot of people, I know you're in Western Australia, you're based in Perth, of course, everything's pretty free and easy there. A lot of restrictions, well, very few restrictions at the moment in Queensland, but for a bulk of our listeners, where you can't go out to restaurants, people are doing, they're doing a lot of cooking at home, and then they want to show off what they're doing. Even some of the young guys I know are sort of sending around photos of the food that they're cooking. So some tips on photographing your food, and the one I like, I know you've got a series of them here, as a starting point, using a tripod, even if it's a phone or a camera, to get over the top of the food. Because it's very hard if you're holding a camera or a phone to get over the top and have that shot that looks like you're hovering over the top of the dish.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, then as well, you need to be careful about, depending on where you're standing, if you're not doing that, what sort of shadows you're going to cast on it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And also, if you've got it, you know, particularly with your phone in a little tripod of some sort, it gives you an opportunity to get something else to light it with from the side. You know, it could be a little handheld LED light. It could even be another phone with the light from that phone and using it to light it or whatever.
Yeah, and the angle's really important, isn't it? If you muck around with the angle, let's be blunt about it, you can make the food look a bit more impressive than it actually is.
Look, absolutely. Definitely, you know, the angle's very important with any photography, but with any of that sort of still life stuff on the table, like food or, you know, if you're taking a photo of a product or anything, yeah, the angle becomes really critical.
Okay, what about a macro lens? What's that?
Yeah, so a macro lens just enables you to go focus from a very close distance. So some of the macro lenses, you can even sort of go as close as within a few centimetres of the item that you're photographing and get it in focus. So if you want to get some of that really fine detail, you know, maybe you're doing something set for MasterChef or whatever it may be, then, yeah, you can get in nice and close with a macro lens and blow those images up life size.
And natural light, because we're now into spring, so you can let the light in through the window or you can go outside, so you use that natural light, that can be really helpful as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. Another great thing to do. Natural light's always good. It's nowhere near as harsh as you know, another light. The other thing you can do is do some natural light sort of coming from behind and then use a bit of fill-in light from the foreground, like an LED light or, you know, whatever you've got, a torch, whatever it may be, and just get rid of any shadows and really accentuate what you're trying to focus on.
And with the tripod I mentioned, so you set that up in such a way that you're not casting a shadow over the top of the food, and then you use a remote shutter, so you can do it, you can move away and move things around, do it that way.
Yeah, definitely. And if you don't have a remote handy, you can also put it on self-timer. Even on most of the phones these days, you could do it so, you know, you settle on a 2-second or a 10-second delay or whatever. So you sort of set it all up, press the button when it's on the self-timer, and then it will, you know, count down however long you set it for, and then take the photo so that you're not in the way and not touching it and getting any vibration.
Yeah, your physical stores, of course, are in Perth and they're open, but you deliver, and you deliver very, very quickly through the catalogue all over the country. Are you seeing, you know, according to what restrictions apply in different places, people wanting different things?
Yeah, look, definitely. I mean, wherever anybody's locked down, they're looking for things they can use at home. So, you know, tripods, macro lenses, maybe some longer lenses to do some, you know, nighttime or astro shots. The other thing that's been really popular is printers and scanners and colour calibrated monitors and the like, so they can do their photo editing at home. All those sort of things, whereas when in places where people are a bit freer, they're buying things a bit more suitable to, you know, travel around
and get around
wherever,
yeah,
they're allowed to travel. Yeah,
yeah. And we've talked before about you know, things like instant cameras and film cameras and film, and there's still a demand for that, the old school way of doing it.
It's actually increasing all the time. I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we've actually got a vending machine for film in the middle of Perth City at the moment, which is nuts, but people love it.
Incredible. It makes no sense, though, does it? Because having gone from film to digital, the contrast of, you know, not having your mistakes in that film and having to pay to develop it, as opposed to, I suppose, if you've grown up with digital, it's a novelty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And also the film's, you know, a lot less forgiving, you know, particularly if you shoot a slide film or something, yeah, like that. Whereas if you shoot a raw file in digital, you've got a fair bit of latitude. If you've, you know, mucked up your lighting or under or overexposed or something, you can fix it up a fair bit in the computer after, whereas you don't have as much latitude with a slide film. With a colour or a black and white film, you've got a fair bit, but I think it's just challenging people's creativity in a different way.
Yeah, all right, let's have a look at what you've got this week in the catalogue. The Sony's got an offer where if you buy a Sony full-frame camera body or a G-Master lens, you can win yourself a Sony TV.
Yeah, that's right. So that's exclusive to us. We've got a two-week catalogue sale with Sony. There's also some gift cards with some of the cameras. And, yeah, you're going to a draw to win a nice big Sony Bravia TV. We'll ship that out to you wherever you are in the country if you're the winner.
All right. And Nikon and Canon, there are cashbacks and dollars off promotions as well people can find in the catalogue.
Yeah, that's right. So Nikon, this is actually, it's increased since we wrote this, but the D850 is $600 off for the next few days, and the D780 is $500 off, and Canon's still got some cashbacks going up to $250.
Yeah, and there are links to your Wanderlust website where there's some fantastic stuff. You might call them boys' toys, some of the stuff there.
I just got in the new Segway limited edition Maserati licensed e-scooters.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right, that's all there on the. It's all there on the. I'm just hoping they're listening at home. Anyway, it's all there on the Wanderlust part of your catalogue. Great to talk to you again. We'll talk next week.
Likewise, John. Thanks, mate. Thanks for listening.
Now on Nights, this is Snapshot with John Stanley and CameraElectronic.com.au.